But then Paul was in Chicago, and he saw this pie truck that said frozen pies on it.
Well, he got the idea that that's where we ought to go, frozen pies. You know, he could see the future of frozen pies. And that's when we started developing frozen pies in our line.
Then the Howard Johnson's restaurants, they were going to open on the Turner Turnpike.
Yeah, and Paul went out and got them.
He just went into Utica Square offices there and Howard Johnson's had
yeah,
their
the
offices.
Howard Johnson pie. Paul sold them to buy the pies.
In the 60s, then, Paul went to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And he went up to McDonald's.
Yeah, met with Mr. Kroc.
What did Paul say then?
Well, he got a meeting with him, and they just hit it off. It was something McDonald's needed, and Paul just happened to go at the right time.
You were talking about Ray Kroc.
Yeah, he was quite a little guy, and he was the one that made McDonald's go.
He bought the company from the McDonald brothers.
Yeah, in California.
In 1961.
Uh-huh.
Ray Kroc was actually selling these multi-mixer milkshake
yeah,
machines.
Yeah, he was. He was selling those mixers.
So then he thought he could partner with the McDonald's brothers, and he could sell these mixers to all their new restaurants.
That's right.
Then they would open and franchise more McDonald's restaurants. And so in 61, he buys it. And then McDonald's becomes the biggest fast food operation in the world. So you went to Chicago, I suppose?
Yeah, they had parties. You know, we were selling McDonald pies, so we got invited to go.
What kind of a person was Ray Kroc? You met him? You talked to him?
He was a very outgoing guy. He was real likable. He was really a good salesman. And he was smart.
It took about a year before they got the okay from McDonald's.
Yeah, for the okay for all of them.
They did a test market in Joplin and Springfield.
And they did so well that they didn't hesitate about putting them on the market.
So then it was in 66 that they decided to go national.
Uh-huh.
And I understand they didn't sign a contract.
We never signed a contract. It's a handshake.
And hasn't it been basically a verbal agreement or a handshake even down to this year, 2009?
We never had a contract. It's just on our word and their word.
Didn't Henry say, well, if you don't like my pies, then I understand.
That was the way we went into it. I mean, you know, we please you or we're out.
Right. For Paul to go national then, he needed to buy equipment, and he needed
yeah.
like $250,000.
Yeah.
And in the 60s, that's a
and
lot of money.
And they came down and helped us get the loan.
They went to the bank?
For us. He went there and stood for us. You know, McDonald's did.
And Ray Kroc?
Ray Kroc okayed it. Well, it was really Lionel Root was the one that was carrying the ball, but he couldn't have done anything without Mr. Kroc saying okay.
What was his
Lionel
name?
Lionel Root. He was one of their salesmen. He was a good friend, real good friend.
So he was the one you worked with
yeah,
back
yeah,
and forth
yeah.
to McDonald's and back?
Yeah.
This was pretty exciting time, wasn't it, for
oh,
you?
Yes, it really was. That was the first really big break we got.
Also along in here, Paula was working during the summer of 68 and 69,
uh-huh.
and she worked part-time there.
And went to school.
Paul, your husband, he had a health problem?
He had heart problems, and he was in the hospital with some serious heart problems for a while, and he had to slow down. But he rested enough and took care of himself that he got to where he could go back to work again.
Paula started working full-time, didn't she,
yeah.
in 1970?
Yeah, because she had her little ones, and she and her husband had divorced, and she had the job of raising those children. And so that's when she went to work.
And then you saw that she was very talented. And,
oh, yeah. And she loves the work. She did.
Now, your son, Johnny, was also in the business.
Yeah, he's still involved, not actively anymore, but he's on the board. He and Paula talk all the time.
Didn't Johnny kind of work to make the company work in Canada with McDonald's that he worked up there?
Yeah, he was involved in anywhere with McDonald's.
But then Paula finally took over the company in 1984.
Uh-huh. John had some health problems that wouldn't let him work like he needed to work. He just didn't have the health to do it anymore.